the Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis.
What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode
33.
It's your girl, Just Living, Baby.
Usually it's your boy, Jacob Willis, but today's your girl, McKenna. And you're tuning into the Just Us.
Oh, excuse me. You was talking so much.
Okay, let's try this again. Lady to lady.
Just throw me off.
You know, usually it's your boy Jacob Willis, but today he's giving your girl McKenna. You tune into the Just Us
Podcast.
Yes.
So I'm supposed to be Refuchsia, you know, when she was working out.
There's a picture right there so they can see.
My private dancer. Yeah, so that's supposed to be me.
It's really giving.
And we have
McKenna, you know, you see the M on the chain.
You look real good.
Thank you, friend. Mm-hmm. Every year I do a girl for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And so her name is McKenna. I just made her up. And so here she is today.
Wow.
I don't know how you do with these nails, even though these are fake. A girl, I just can't.
Real cute. I like that. Only thing is a little ashy. Toes a little rashy, but besides that, you look amazing.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you have that pink scarf.
Because
it's giving pigs in a blanket. No, she had an orange one.
No, that's she had pink. An orange. No. She had an orange crew neck on, but she had a pink bandana. Thank you.
Okay. Oops.
Anyway.
What's
up? How you feeling?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Okay.
I'm hot as hell. I feel like I got a baseball cap in, but you know beauty is pain.
Yes.
Yes. How was your weekend? You've been in that gym every day. Your week, yes.
Thank you. I have been going to the gym, but you know what? I don't know if I'm coming off a high of just getting ready for the live show and everything for the past, 2 weeks. But this week just seemed very routine. It was very kind of slow paced. It was just, I don't know. I wasn't really feeling this week.
No?
No, everything was just like, do this, do that, do that.
Yeah.
I don't like the same thing all the time. It makes me feel depressed, makes me feel down. Like, I need something new. Now I'm searching for what I'm missing. It was just kind of...
The week went by so quick. Like, it was just like, it was Monday, then now it's already Friday. It's like, you didn't really get to sit in it and just live throughout the week. It was just kind of rushed. Like, go.
Yeah. Been trying to do more cooking.
I see.
Yes, but I'm a little baked chicken and all that stir fry and everything, so...
Like a stir fry.
Yeah. So...
It looked good.
Thank you.
Yes. You want to talk about the live show?
Let's talk about it. So, rated 1 to 10. How was it? Your highs, your lows? What?
I would say a 9.
Okay.
I would almost give it a 10, but I feel like we were just so like, you know, the day of, we just had to just go, crammed in. We didn't really get to talk to all of our panelists before we went on to talk about, you know. So other than that, it went really good. I was very grateful for the outcome of the people that came and supported us. Mm-hmm. I was shocked, you know, some of the people that came. People flew in from different parts and came and supported us. My parents flew in from, my mom flew in from Texas. My dad flew in from Sacramento. My sister was there. My brother-in-law. I took him to the gay club afterwards, you know. So I really enjoyed myself.
So for me, I give it like an 8. It was cool. I was nervous as hell. Nerves was through the roof. You already know. I didn't like how you left me on the escalator.
I told you I was going to do my dance.
I don't know if y'all saw that. So he's walked down the escalator, just left me going down slow like a big person that couldn't get down the escalator. But I'm like, we're supposed to just bask in like the glory of everybody taking pictures and videos and wave. But no, this nigga want to run down.
Shut the fuck up.
That was annoying.
Okay, listen, you guys. So I counted to 10 in my head. I said, I'm going to stop on the 10th step and do a dance, which I did.
You didn't say that. You must have
said
that to
my. I did in my head. I said, okay, Jacob, walk down 10 steps, do a little dance, and then help her up on the stage. Okay. I'm very much gentleman. Look at this clip, you guys. This is me. Not only did I beat Amber on the stage, but I went on there, did a little dance,
and hype up the audience. No, it don't.
And then I was such a gentleman. I came back and held her hand, make sure she got on the stage like a real gentleman should do.
It was only two
steps. And you didn't even have on no heels.
It was only 2 steps.
Well, you still stumbled. Look at the video.
I didn't stumble nothing, please. Yes.
Thank God my hand was there.
Oh. No, but...
Yes, but I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
I know how you are with, like, you know, audiences and stuff like that. You don't like to be public speaking, but you did a good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it was cool.
You looked good. I love the outfit that you had on.
I like how we coordinated with the black and white.
Let's talk about our mothers.
Amazing to see them both in the same room cheering us on.
It was a blessing.
Yes. We gave them flowers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
It was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't get to taste the cocktails that was downstairs, but I had a little Casamigos before I got on stage.
Did you get any of the drinks?
No, not the ones that they had. So they gave everybody complimentary cocktails and little chicken bites. I heard that the chicken
Eat any food.
So I asked my friends, you know my friends, mm-hmm. I said, how was the chicken? They said it was cool, but they said that the beef sliders were really good. And people kept grabbing them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I didn't get none of that.
I didn't get no food, but I did have about two drinks. But they were more juicy than, I like to take.
Oh, you had drinks after? Mm-hmm. You went to the bar?
No, they was bringing them to me.
Okay.
You know, the VIP service.
Oh, girl, please. I was too busy taking pictures for people.
Yeah, you got done and was straight to pictures.
I was ready for hookah.
Okay, that was a good time, too.
Yes.
Yeah, you was out all night, huh?
I went to the chapel after and, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes, but other than that, what's up with our viewers? You know, Halloween is coming up on the 31st. We're going to give you guys this episode a little early, but I'm going to give you guys a bonus clip of little spooky stories that we're going to tell for Halloween.
I'm trying not to smile too much, y'all. My fake tooth fell out right here, so it's a little one, but if the real one fell off, do you know that? We didn't know. So I had a fake tooth on top of this tooth.
Did you go see our girl?
No, she don't make teeth.
I thought she does a gym.
No.
Oh, you're not talking about a gym. You're talking about your actual tooth.
My fake tooth fell off of the real tooth.
Oh, shit.
So it's a little tooth right there.
But you can't tell. I'm trying. Nobody ain't in your mouth like that.
Right. I hope not. So, yeah. But I got to go when it's being made. It should be ready Friday.
Okay. It's going to be gold.
Two permanent gold.
Oh, my God.
Here he is.
Oh, my God. So, did you see the kids, the little boy that told the news reporter
she
looks...
No, because what happened to mental health? What's going on with
you? Oops. My bad. I was just so ecstatic by this little boy being so blunt.
It's that fucking wig.
You know what? You know what? It probably is his wig.
You're feeling it right now. Yes. And I like that for you.
Yes. You look like Patti LaBelle over there with that little ass wig. Girl, I see why you're not feeling yourself like that, babe.
Oh, I love myself.
Right, this little bow straight from Shein. Y'all, this wig was $12.
That's why it's frizzy as hell.
You know what? But it's okay. At least it feels real good and it goes down. Mm. And I got my brush too, so for the frizz.
Please use it.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about mental health. What you got for the mental health moment?
Yes, I didn't have one today.
Loud and wrong.
I didn't have
one. You're pressing me so much about the mental health moment, and you ain't even got one.
I didn't have one because I thought you were ready.
Well, the mental health moment is how to take jabs. You know, we just talk shit and keep it moving.
Criticism and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially, the live show. You know what I mean? Let's talk about that because the mental health, I mean, we have people there that are watching us.
Okay.
I'm thinking like, okay, do they like the show? You know what I mean?
Right. As they're just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true too. But I mean, if we did receive bad criticism, all we can do is just take it and just try to, you know, use it to the mm-hmm. best way possible and change some things.
Right.
Yeah. I like criticism.
Me too. I can take it. It may be uncomfortable, but it's like, okay, well, I got to do it.
I've been dealing with it for a while, you know, especially, you know, being plus size and putting yourself out there and all that. Yeah, it's okay.
With the weight loss, do you see it declining as far as people using the big girl jokes?
Oh, yeah. That's been shut down for a while. If they do talk about it, they don't tell me.
Right.
So, yeah, but, I've been cool.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't even see the comparison at the Lizzo comments anymore either.
Right. I haven't seen that in a while. Thank God, because that was coming.
You coming into your own. You were already your own, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Right. You can't compare this. They're totally different girls, totally different energies, totally different fields.
Mm-hmm, but both queens.
Both queens. Mm-hmm. Black, beautiful queens. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's decent for the mental health moment. We love it. So let's get back.
We need some criticism because we need to get back to our outline.
Okay, we definitely do. It's giving a little bit scattered.
Yes, we're all over the place. Excuse us. We're going to fix it, though.
Right.
And I put it on both of us, not just you, not just
right,
me.
Because, we used to do the outline every single week, y'all.
Right, right. And we slapped off.
I got so much shit to talk about, but yes, next episode, it's going to be more structured. Sorry, babes. We're giving a little all over the place. And, you know, I brought a little 1942. We can definitely take a shot of that.
I don't know who's all been drinking off of this.
It was just me and some friends. But hair on here. It's my hair. And that is a good bottle. Nobody drunk out of the bottle. You know, I don't drink after people, so I definitely don't do that.
Cute.
Yeah. Okay. So, did you see about the little knucklehead that was on the TV with the news reporter? And he said, you look better on when I watch you from TV than in person.
I saw a little clip. Yeah.
She was like, oh, my God, that is so funny. Tell them what you said to me.
Remember that show, Kids Say the Darnest Thing?
Yes.
It must be real life.
Yeah. I was like, dang, these little kids are so bold now. I don't know if you guys see the younger generation, how they are now. I was walking down the street, leaving a little gas station the other day from my house because I was out of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And I heard a little boy, he was on the phone. He was like 12 years old. He was like, you should have beat that bitch up. Like, what the fuck? A little white boy, too, saying that. And I'm like, I'm thinking about my niece and my nephews. I mean, even though they're really young. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is this the kind of generation they're going to have to grow up in? Like, talking like that on the phone?
Yikes. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's been happening.
Yeah. That's why a lot of parents homeschool their children now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Especially now. I would homeschool my child if I had one.
So you're going to stay home all day, make sure they do their assignment.
I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to have a nanny. We're going to be very wealthy.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to be going on tour and things. I'm not, bitch energy. Come on now.
Yes, I'll give you that. Okay.
Right. I can see you doing that too.
I don't have to worry about it. Sorry.
You know, honestly, I don't want kids, but I'm talking about my little Toto in the future, little dog. Right. I want a golden doodle.
What is that?
It's a golden retriever and a poodle mixed together.
Oh, okay.
They're the tall dogs with the long legs.
Got you. Okay, I can see you with a dog.
Right?
Yeah, I can. Absolutely. That'd be cute.
Ruff, ruff.
Right. So that was your first opening story?
Yep.
Okay. I got a couple. I did do my research on that. And you know, I want to first start off, this is something like kind of basic, Summer Walker and Krishan. Now, it just really saddens me because two black women, both been going through things publicly, you know, getting dogged out publicly, but now you're going to dog out each other.
Yeah.
We don't need to see that, man. It was a joke, I feel like Summer Walker did. Krishan taking a little bit to heart, but then I can understand how she feels too because she's been criticized so damn much, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. It's just not sitting right with me. Like, it just made me so sad to see that story.
Yeah. I just, it's like, why does she always got to be like in the blogs every week?
It's every week.
And it's like, give her a break. She just had the baby, even though we can't blame it on her just having a baby because at the end of the day, your actions speak louder.
Okay.
She did say on live that she was like, I'm used to knocking bitches out. And she's still kind of dragging a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody kind of mimics people every once in a while, and it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But she took it more to heart.
Right.
She's more upset about it. But I think the whole, all of the beat bitches ass shit, it's like, calm down, you're a mother now.
Yeah, that was a bit, I don't know.
It's just unfortunate to see two black queens.
That's what I'm talking about, right.
And then they even dragged Blueface's other, now his fiance, into it as well, comparing and contrasting. They're like, child, you just had a couple of seasons on Zeus. She got the real package.
Sheesh.
I'm like, well, y'all both have babies.
Right. You know, lately, when I get on the internet, I just kind of want to get off sometimes.
I mean, it's negative all the time.
It's so bad right now. And it brings you, when you read negativity, you putting that in you thinking about it, it kind of make your day a little down. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I've been feeling a little sour on the internet. Like, what's going on? We need more, like, encouragement, empowerment, some motivation.
Yes.
Damn.
Speaking of motivation, empowerment, this lady said something so, I was on TikTok, she was on a podcast, and she said this, and I want to share it with the audience. I'm going to put it to my phone, my speaker work now. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. I'm going to play it for you guys. But this was, I can definitely relate to what she was saying as far as people sitting in their mess, they choose to sit in their mess.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing has been on me.
Shut up, bitch.
People don't want help. They want attention. Mm-hmm. And that thing has been on me because I'm like, no, you don't want help. You want the attention that brokenness gets you. And so you're not ever going to be healed. You're not ever going to get what you need to get. Because if you do that, nobody's going to pay attention to you anymore. Mm-hmm. And you would rather have the attention
than
the healing and the help. And so while we're walking around life trying to do better, trying to heal and stuff, no, people genuinely do not want help. They will tell you that they do.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's in their face and it's right in front of them and all they got to do is reach and grab it, they're not going to take it because that means they're not going to get no attention.
Right. They're going to be out the limelight.
That was real.
Damn, but who just wants to sit in that hurt and that pain and that neck? I just can't do that.
I feel like repetitive situations and friendships. Like if somebody's going through a breakup and it's the same guy, same situation, it's like you telling your friend you're damn near their therapist at the point.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting them know like, okay, sis, you should move like this, you know. You're worth better than that, and they just still choose to be with them, but still want to complain. It's like you're choosing the misery. Like we're all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been there.
And not just even relationships, just like in life general.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you that. That's a good.
Yeah. So point. I was like, oh yeah, that was she speaking some real shit.
Yeah. Damn.
Right. Me with my weight loss, I'm like shit. I said, okay, you know, I'll do it for like 2 days, and then that's like, and then I'm done.
Right,
I'm like, okay, well, I can't complain about a double chin if I'm not making.
If you're not changing,
hello.
Yeah.
If you've been in that gym and I have not.
Thank you, friend. I have.
Yeah.
Feeling good, too.
You have to choose to improve.
Choose to want better for yourself every day. If you just choose to make just a little step every day to make yourself better, that shit gonna add up.
Yeah.
Lacey, now I ain't gonna notice you.
Hello.
I hope by this time next year, I'm just looking so different.
You're hoping or by next year?
You know what? By this time next year, I will be looking so different in this seat and feeling so much better and just, woo! You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Come on, Radis.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, but let's jump into speaking of this little crazy shit, Dwight Howard.
Yes.
So, the accusations of him with the men. Now he's saying that when people ask him, "Oh, it's not y'all business," but then he's coming out saying, like, you know, yeah, I do be.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, what is the who? Okay, he sleep with man. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys care so much?
Right.
I remember when I first moved to LA, I was, you know, Chanel, my best friend.
Oh, yes.
She was around athletes, and I met an athlete before, and I messed around with him before, and I promised him I'll never tell his business. But after that, I never even told her until, like, mm-hmm. last year that I slept with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because who cares? Like, why? Because he's a fucking athlete.
Yeah.
And that boy on a picture looked messy. Like, some people, they, right. And you can look at him and tell that he's messy.
Exactly. It's like temporary clout. All this for temporary clout? That's embarrassing.
So you went out of your NDA just to tell people that you slept with him. Like an idiot. Like, you're that thirsty.
You could have kept probably getting money and having fun, but now that's totally done.
So you're looking for clout, but nobody's going to acknowledge you. They're going to look at you like a rat. Like, why would you even do that?
And nobody else is going to want to mess with you now because they know you got a big mouth.
That's why I love Santana. He always said, keep it playing.
Okay.
Keep it playing, shit.
Yeah.
Because you definitely ain't pressed about who being a DM.
But I talked to a few little but you know, I would never say nothing. That's weird.
Right.
Yeah. No. That's all you have? You don't have any
results? I'm brushing. Krishan, like she gave it Krishan. Did you see the video of Krishan? She was getting her hair done and she was like, what's going on? I think she was probably a skit, but they put a bob on her and she was like, uh-uh. And then they pushed it to the front. She was like, ooh, it's giving.
No, I didn't see that one.
So, I have to show you.
Yeah.
But so this is why I said Krishan wig.
Okay. Jacob, you're not going to have any hair. Calm down. It's getting everywhere.
And it's going to continue to. This is a $12 wig, babe.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
What about B2K talking about they back? But without Omarion. I'm not here for it. First of all, we're too damn old.
They're not going to be back, child. They was already supposed to be back.
I don't want
to
see no damn Raz B bouncing around the stage. I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm so positive.
Oh, the ladies love Raz B.
No, they don't.
You know the fella. Child, they want him to be gay so bad. But then again, we don't even know. I've been seeing a lot more men saying that they like their ass played with and eaten on the internet. And these are heterosexual men. I feel like men are starting to really become comfortable with their sexuality where they're letting us know what they want. Why are you guys hinting it out so much? Now, I ain't judging the ones that like that, but still. I mean, I know you don't even like to lick. You don't even like to suck guys' toes. Well, yeah, you do. You like to lick guys' toes, but you wouldn't ever touch a guy's butt.
No, come on now. No.
Yeah.
No, but I do have a friend that be talking about that. And I'm like, oh, you're crazy. Not a friend that I talk to, but like the homie, you know. And he be talking about that. Right. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. And it's so vocalized, like it's regular. It's like you have a head now. Like, yeah, I like my ass. I ain't like, what?
Right. It's just like so normal now.
Yeah.
Like, I like my booty play weak.
Yeah, that's out. Totally not for me.
The men who got nails too. Maybe I should try it tonight.
Shit is going to be all up under there.
Probably end up in Boys Town. Maybe I'll try a little twat and get some blood on there.
Love it out
there.
Jeez.
Yes. I mean, well, I'm already dressed up like this. This is a $150 beat, okay? Shout out to Crazy Kid. Thank you.
That couldn't be $150.
Shut up. No, it was.
No.
It really was.
No. That's not the same one that did it for the show.
No. Mm-mm. Somebody else.
$150?
Uh-huh.
Friend, no, I'm serious right now.
$150.
Are you lying?
I swear to God, I can show you the
camera. No,
are you serious? $150.
Whoop her ass.
His ass.
Oh, I'm so mad about that. Friend.
I know. I got to stop paying so much.
No, for real.
And even the one that did my makeup for the live show, she charged me almost $200.
But that shit, I ain't going to cap. Your face looks like butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, at first, I was like, why are you paying that much? But once she finished, I'm like, okay, now I see. Then when she did Kyle's, I'm like, oh, y'all look really good. It was just...
Yes.
And it was beautiful. I like that.
Right.
This is... No. What about Russell? What's his last name? Russell Wilson renting out the Waffle House for Sierra.
Okay. I thought that was super duper cute because she loves. Yeah, that just goes to show just because you're a celebrity don't mean you got to have the glitz and the glamour, all that fancy shit.
Right.
You know, I love that he did that for her. That he would have done.
And she was so excited. She was excited. She loves Waffle House.
I know. She was blushing. She looked like a kid in a candy shop.
And you know, people had the nerve to be talking, messing about, I wouldn't even want that. And I'd be so mad at him. Like, first of all, I can't even get a man to give me a four from Wendy's. Okay. So I thought that was lovely. And then what about the females now talking about let's not go to Cheesecake Factory on the first date? And
what's wrong with Cheesecake Factory?
No IHOP, no bowling.
I saw that. Like, what? Shut up. Be grateful a man even taking your ungrateful ass on a motherfucking date.
They barely give a damn about us at
girl,
anyway.
Right. They don't owe you anything.
They don't. And it's a nice gesture.
I love the Cheesecake Factory. They got some good Cajun pasta.
Do you know how big that menu is?
Come on. And the bread.
Sandwiches, salads, pastas,
pot stickers,
right? Steaks.
Yes, come on. Fried mac and cheese balls with a marinara sauce.
Exactly.
Come on. Margaritas with tahini on the rim.
The Buffalo Blast.
Come on, and your favorite.
Ooh, that and is then your favorite. Happy hour. Stop. You can take me there anytime.
Right.
Go right near. Okay.
But no, I seriously, I love their bread. Like, me and my sugar daddy used to always go to.
See?
To, Cheesecake Factory, the one at Marina Del Rey. Loved it.
View with the water.
Come on. Exactly. Ambiance.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't even like the brown bread. Everybody love it, but I like the sourdough.
I'm
a sourdough hoe. I love that.
Not a sourdough hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Sour pussy.
Oh, what about that?
This twat.
It's not a pussy.
Good. No, I don't have a pussy. I have a booty hole and a dick.
Oh, okay.
I'm not one of them delusional type. listen, babes. No. He very much has two balls and a dick.
Okay,
it's giving banana split. But honestly, Lord, let me tell you something. Talking about dating, I used to say to myself, like, I'm not going to go on a first date unless it's, like, really nice. I want steak. I don't want nothing cheap. I think about dates differently now. I think because if you really enjoy that person, I wouldn't mind going to Dave and Buster's.
Top Golf.
Or, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, now, we ain't going hiking on the first date, bitch. I don't want to work out. Let's go eat somewhere. Yeah. Be quiet. You
for real, imagine that. That's crazy.
Oh, no.
That's like going to the gym on the first day. I'd be like, wow, are you serious?
But you actually put in work in the gym, so that wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, it would be. Okay. I look a mess at the gym. I don't have no wig on, nothing.
But then again, I only see your clips that you put on Instagram.
Right.
I don't know how you really be.
Right.
But I would be grateful for that. I'm not a picky first date.
I'd be grateful.
Just no hiking. My rules, no hiking or nature stuff. And no, what's the second one I was just about to say? Oh, no coffee shops. No.
No, that's kind of like, that's some movie type shit.
Yeah, no coffee.
Yeah, no. I'll be grateful. You know, I heard about Red Lobster doing $10 Casamigos drinks.
Shut up.
And then they got like some $10 little crab or something. Anyway, I don't eat all that, but I'll be cool with some little Red Lobster.
$10 crab?
Yeah, something going on.
Well, you can take me to Red Lobster.
We sure can.
$10 crab. Okay.
See, I'll be grateful for anything, for real. Just a man showing that he wants to really, like, you know, be around me and show effort he wants to fuck with me. I'll be so grateful. Because, you know, the one that came to the event
that
I was so excited about.
Yes. What happened?
So it's just like...
Let's talk in code. Let them know, like, what happened, who he was, why, how he showed up for you. Because he did show up for you.
He did. Okay. So it was just a new one, y'all. Okay. He's of age this time. And he showed up for me. You know, he doesn't have a car. He made his way there. And it was people that had vehicles that did not even show up that I'm still not talking to. Hello. So he showed up. You know, he was there. He was like, you know, you do your thing. He hung with me the whole night. After when we left, it was such a great night. We had a good time.
Y'all was making out. Yuck.
Yes, you know, I'm putting my tongue in a nigga mouth. Yes. And so everything was cool, but it's like, that was on Thursday. Today is like Friday. We have not even really spoke.
What?
He doesn't try to see me during the week.
But what was communicated, though, in the beginning? Like, is it just like a homie? Like,
we've been doing this for years, though. It's always been like this.
So do you like him?
I like him, but not too much because he got some stuff he needs to work on.
Okay. Because I've never seen him around before. But I think I remember you mentioned him to me a long time ago.
But it's just because we always are like, we'll be cool right now, and then we probably won't talk for like 3 more months.
Okay.
Then
maybe that's just a sign. Maybe just, you know.
Just have fun.
Did you guys have sex?
Never. Only just made out.
Okay.
And I've been knowing him for years, like 6-7 years.
Right. Well, maybe not just be the boo. I mean, your little friend. You know, and we need multiple. Until you find somebody, maybe that be the one you just kiss for a little bit. Chill. Mm-hmm. All right, you go do your thing. And then when we link up, you already know what it is.
But this the thing, though. It's the communication. So don't tell me, like, oh, I'm really trying to be serious with you this time.
Oh, is that what he said?
Right. I'm really serious this time. And, it's going to take more than this to get me away from you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's like, when I try to start moving with intentions, something I don't really do, I just be moving all around. But when I try to move with intentions and try to show like, okay, hey, I want to date you, let's go out, it's like they get scared or something.
If you're scared, go to church. You need to go to church anyway. But like, what's the problem?
Right.
What's up with this man? Like, just show me like that you really want to talk to me and have interest in me. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to beat around the bush and play with my time, my energy? Mm-hmm. Especially if he knows what you went through in your past situation.
Right, because he knows. Yeah, he knows.
So, come on. So, but if he's giving you these red flags already right now, you don't have time to be hurt
again.
And
it's been happening so
far. Right, and you're doing good right now. Your mental health is doing good. Man. You've been working out.
Yes.
We're doing good with the... Like, you need to just stay focused and don't backpedal.
Right, right.
You deserve a king.
Right, no. No time for that depression, that sitting down, that worry, wearing the gag. What are you doing? Okay.
I want to have it.
All right, yeah. Thank you. Stand on it.
Hello. Mm-hmm. People are saying that Britney Spears is a clone. Okay. They said that the way she acts and how she changed so much, they said whether she's a clone or she's heavy on drugs. Did you see that picture that she posted
with
of
flies on the butt?
Yeah.
That was a little wild to me. Post that so they can see that. That was a little wild. But this is my thing. Why do people wait so long to put out these stories? Why are you just not telling us that you was pregnant by Justin Timberlake? Oh, he was trying to act black when he met Ginuwine. Why are you just not telling us these weird-ass stories? I don't give a damn.
A lot of people be coming out the woodworks, but we... You already know we got that email.
Right, right.
So. Well, you know, so at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They wait till a decade to speak their truth or shit that happened. And things, shut up. Even some of the things we don't even care about. It's like, you should have just kept that.
Right, but I don't know about that clone stuff because they were saying that about Gucci Mane too when Gucci Mane got out because I think he did a concert and forgot his lyrics.
So because he forgot his lyrics.
He was a clone, yep. They were saying that Jamie Foxx is a clone now. Talking about, it was on TikTok. I guess he had the tattoo on the back of his head, and somebody saw him, and he's like, it's no tattoo on the back of his head, but you never know what's edited or what, or if that really was Jamie Foxx. It's so much. Yeah. The internet is wild right now.
It's a stress and a headache.
You can't keep up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to play a little game?
Okay, what you got?
Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Have you guys ever played Never Have I Ever? Basically, we say the things that you could have done it or you never have done it. And you're supposed to take a drink.
We don't have any juice. I don't know if that's safe.
A little shoddy, Anna. Why not?
It's already
But hot. We don't have any cups. Oops. Forgot to get those.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, let's do this. Never Have I Ever had sex dressed like a girl. You have because you are a girl. Right. So you have to drink. I said that on purpose so you could take a shot. You want to drive the boat?
No.
Are you sure?
It'll be driving me.
Take a shot. Come on. Don't be scared.
Oh.
Bend that head back and put it in.
Right.
I know you know how, darling.
There's so much hair on here.
It's not in it. It's outside of it. Sorry, you guys. She's a shutter. Yum. That's that expensive sheet.
Ooh.
Shout out to my girl, Shabby. Yes.
Should have been too. Okay. Never have I ever gave head on my knees. That's why they so ashy.
Mine are ashy. Yours are black. So.
Oh, no, that little piece of black. Please, you're a hater for black. Sure. For sure. Wait, hold on. Don't make me
smile. You never gave head. You never gave head on your knees.
No.
Oops. Okay, hold on. Oh, God, you're going to make me laugh.
Okay, you handled it. Cute. Yeah, that's a bit much.
Oh, never have I ever masturbated with nails on.
Jacob, I mean, come on now.
Okay, let me not do
like,
that. That's
was
fucked up.
So, come on.
I mean, I really haven't. You know, I'm going to masturbate later on tonight, so I'm going to have to rip these off. Never have I ever. Oh, fell in heels. Never. Never fell in heels.
I don't wear heels. Sorry.
You didn't wear heels to Kira's wedding?
Who fell? Because I didn't.
But you didn't fall that night? No, but you did slam your thumb into the.
Oh, no, that boy. that was so crazy. Y'all ever had y'all hand in like a door panel or anything and somebody wasn't paying attention and just slammed the door? Oh, tore my finger up.
Bleeding and all. And your little friend laughed. Didn't even ask if you was okay. Well, he didn't.
That's my friend.
Right. Your past, yeah. Mm-hmm. People so fucked up.
They are. Just thinking about that was so crazy. I'm just so glad to be redeemed.
How about delivered?
Oh, that's even better. That's even better, delivered.
Still waiting on my deliverance, darling.
Okay. Okay, last one. Never have I ever, never have I ever humped with clothes on.
Never did that. Okay. Never have I ever.
Okay, I said that was the last one.
That's for you. So, I'm gonna do one more. Let's see.
Have it
never
your way.
Never have I ever had sex with like a teacher, principal. Yeah, no, never done that.
No, like my people young usually, so no.
That's one of my kinks, by the way.
A teacher?
Like a professor.
Okay, would you do role play like
class.
With a guy?
Yeah, I'm falling in class. The only way to get my grade up is I have to, you know.
Get spanked and stuff?
Yeah, and bless him.
Oh, detention.
Yes, I love detention. Oh, no, I don't want to go.
Oh, okay, my God. So this week I was on Instagram and I saw two videos. Okay, now the first one was a guy talking about why men like to date plus size women, okay? He said that they're, most of them are nice. They have nice jobs. Then he said, most of all, it's that kitty. But, you know, he used the other word. He said, it's that kitty. And when he got to the kitty, he elaborated on that. He went in, like, you know, it's warm, it's gushy, it's this, it's that. So I'm like, okay. At first, I thought it was cool. I'm like, okay, he like big girls, whatever. Then I see another, it was like a podcast interview. And this guy was like, you know what? Why skinny men love bigger women is because our hot dog has to go in between a bun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he likes the curves and the thickness. Why are big women always sexualized? Why are we sexualized? I just can't get over that. We're worth more than that. We are more than that. What is the problem? Why can't we be looked at as just regular human beings, women, just like somebody skinny?
Right.
We have good qualities and everything. Why is it always about that?
It's so selfish. You know, I just hate when people, when men use women as a, how do you say it? A fetish. You guys are you guys are bosses. You're queens. You guys have your own jobs, your own businesses. You guys provide. You guys show up for friends, show up for family. You really hold it down. And you guys have all the tangibles any real man would want.
Exactly.
So for men to sexualize you because of your weight or your size, it really is unfortunate for me. And it also goes back to how they were raised. How did the how did their father treat their mother? Did they have a father and a mother?
And half of them be having big mamas.
Come on.
So why are you even talking like that?
Would you talk to big mama like that?
Come on now. Right, right, right.
Because I know a nigga wouldn't step to Rasputia like that. How you doing? Okay.
Still looking for my Norbit.
Right. Where he at? I'm not going to hold you. I loved that movie, Norbit.
It was hilarious.
It really was. My favorite part when he was, when they walk in a bedroom and he was butt naked. His little butt looked so good. What's that actor's name? Marlon Wayans?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I used to be like, oh, my God, just choke me.
Out of the
I
whole movie, that. That's what you're thinking about. Wow.
Yes.
Volume, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. It did. Yeah. I loved it. He's so fine.
My favorite part was that, you want to see a bitch go down a slide?
Ooh, okay. You did a good impersonation. Keep it up. Yep.
Where's your where's your female voice for your outfit?
Well, see, the thing is, she doesn't really have to try too hard because the face card is not declining.
Oh. Okay.
It's
not too much on the makeup.
Right. It doesn't even need the makeup, babe. It really doesn't. And I don't understand. I have so much respect for women. Mm-hmm. First of all, the lashes are uncut. I don't like lashes.
I like you with the lashes. I feel like a little longer.
Oh, girl, ooh. I couldn't even laugh. I just feel like there's something in my eye. And then the hair is annoying, but when you got to move it, that's why I'm trying to keep my hands down. Mm-hmm. And then the nails. Now, these are not real nails. Yours are probably like harder.
Yeah.
So when you touch stuff, it don't feel like they're bending.
They're going to break, right?
Right. Mine, I just feel like, and I touch stuff,
it's going to pop off, right?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, and then the heels, they're good. I put on some numbing cream, and they're not, I still feel like they're hurting a little bit.
Hopefully they don't zoom in on that.
Oof. Oh, please, babes.
Them toes is tore down.
They're really not.
Jacob, please.
They're not tore down.
What? Come on. Oh, my God. And I like feet.
There they are.
They look so bad.
They really don't.
Take a picture of that and post that. You're going to get red down and around. Yeah.
Okay, where's my phone?
Are you serious?
They don't even look that bad.
And don't try to edit them.
Girl, I don't have to edit anything, babes.
I know you don't, but don't try it.
They're not bad.
Look, did you go somewhere and get them done?
My homegirl did them.
You need to talk to her. She fucked you up.
Really?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Aw, well, yeah. It's only one night.
Yeah, it's cool. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Ebba swears.
No, listen, you know, just,
I'm like, the man at the end of the day,
right,
so I don't get.
Do it right.
I did it right.
You showed up late. No. Like you was that grub.
And I am that grub.
So.
Right. So you just worry about you and that little bobblehead.
I am.
Oh my God. You know, I can already see the comments. Oh, everybody ate Jacob.
Exactly. Every time.
All right, that's fine. No, I don't know about that, madam.
Like,
every
time. Okay. We have Instagram questions. Okay, we have about 10 questions. We're going to just run through them. How do you begin to repair yourself after being depressed for so long?
Work on self-reflection. Figure out what it is that depressed you and try to not make the same mistakes twice and also try to improve whatever it is that you're going through.
All you can do is improve. Just take your time. And pray. Take time for you. Yeah, pray. And just heal. Just heal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you have to, you do have to notice the problem, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah, you have to be aware of what it
right,
is.
Right.
And want change. Like we said earlier, you got to want to be changed and want to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Starting that workout group and keeping your relationship private. So, yes, I am going to start a workout group for women out in LA. I'm just trying to get everything together. Hopefully, nobody steals my idea. You know how LA is. But, you know, I just want to have people to have, like, a safe space to come and work out. Feel free to have your arms out. Get some complimentary waters. Get some advice. Have a sister.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like more women need that. We out here always drinking and stuff. We can do something good for ourselves once or twice a week. Why not?
That's good.
Yeah. And keeping your relationship private. Yeah, if I ever get in a relationship again, I'm not saying a damn thing. Mm-hmm. You probably gonna see that goddamn pinky. That'll be it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm very private with my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last person that you met.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
right.
You never seen me post them on
social media. Never, never.
Yeah, very private.
Okay. Okay, somebody said the Dwight Howard. We talked about that. Also, I so bad want to come to a live show. Please do another.
We are going to do a live show. We're in the works with doing some other things. I know a lot of people want us to go to different cities, especially to Houston and Atlanta. We hear you. We see you.
Right, and but I do want to do one more out here. More that's more a little my speed. Little
come
ghetto,
on,
Dad. Little hood.
Well, they
what
want
saying?
The Bay Area.
Okay,
they want the Bay. Why don't we go to the Bay? We could really get hyphy there.
Right. Okay. What's your opinion on men dating plus-size women when they're not financially stable? Well, shoot, anybody dating and financially stable need to get stable first.
Right, I don't think it's just plus-size women. That's just...
That's
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be? When we talked about this on a live show, what would it be? Shoot.
Mine is your time will come.
Yeah.
Your time is coming.
Yeah. Just stay consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be patient.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right, for sure. And everything's going to fall in place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since losing weight, do you notice a difference in how people treat you? Not really, because I ain't really dropped like, you know what I'm saying? But I noticed a change in myself, how I treat myself and the status I have for myself and what I'm accepting and not accepting.
Right.
That's what I do notice. And with me having standards now, it's like I had more dudes when I was just carefree, didn't give a damn, you know? Phone blowing up. Now, since I have a standard, it's like they don't want to.
You were giving a black card, meaning your card couldn't decline. Now, you put a certain amount in there, and after a while, it's going to decline. No, this transaction
Thank
is
you.
Not going
right.
to go through.
Exactly.
You're going to start, you're at the point now, you're going to start getting notifications when there's an insufficient balance or there's something weird on your card.
Yes.
Come on.
Give it
That's
to me.
That's why you
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So. Thank you. And that's it. That's all. Okay. Do you believe in ghosts or aliens? And if so, have y'all experienced an encounter? I know you fly in the air and all kind of stuff.
Oh, please.
And that's so raven, so I know you.
I experienced some stuff. I guess we could talk about this on our bonus episode.
Okay, cool.
A bonus clip that we're going to give you guys on Halloween. Stay tuned.
Okay, how to get a second chance after fucking up. The other person has to want to give you a second chance. Mm-hmm. It cannot just be you. They have to want it as well.
Yeah. You can't just say sorry and not show actions.
Right. And expect them to just forgive you because they may not.
Yeah. Not everybody's going to give you a second chance.
Right.
So
why you waiting?
Try not to fuck up the first time.
Right. Why you waiting? Just continue to work on yourself as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about long-distance relationships? Don't do them.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Do not do them. The trust. I could not trust. I'll be crazy all day, all night.
Yeah, I did one. It was tough.
Yeah. And last but not least, a good man or a man that can dick you down who's a shitty man. Well, I've had that second one already, so I'll take a good man.
I'll take a good man. Yeah. Dick is easy. I could give it to myself with my hand. I'm good.
Oh my jeez.
We good.
Okay, that's a wrap for the Instagram questions. Thank you. Thank you.
You guys, this was such a fun episode. We will see you next week. We do have a guest next week. So, yes, let this marinate. She is so irritating. We love you guys. Woo! If you guys have a story, we are going to come back with structure next week.
Yes.
Let's bring back the doorbell segment where we can have a call in.
We're going to have a whole outline. It's going to be like bop, 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 bop. We're going to be back on it, focused, ready, geared up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to improve. But I'm one of your hosts, Jacob. One of your hosts, Ben Kenna.
And it's your girl, Just Living Baby.
AKA Refusia.
Refusia.
See you in episode 34.